Hola! Welcome to Dismantling Diet Culture. Fuck being calladita, the only Spanglish anti-diet podcast that teaches you from a sociological lens, feminism, and intuitive eating coaching to dismantle diet culture. I'm your host, Dr. Hortensia Jimenez, and I am passionate about dismantling diet culture and helping you heal your relationship with food and your body. I'm a mother, daughter, comadre, amiga, community member, professor, health coach, and published author. On this show, I share my personal experience with diet culture, tips and strategies, and educational content to help you understand diet culture and systems of oppression so that you can have the tools to challenge diet culture. Current and future generations do not deserve to inherit your diet culture trauma, and I'm here to help you. If you're on a mission to heal your body and food traumas and embody your authentic self unapologetic, welcome to Dismantling Diet Culture. Fuck being calladita. Hola, bienvenidos a Dismantling Diet Culture. Fuck being calladita. This is your host, Dr. Hortensia Jimenez. Bienvenidos. Thank you for being here with me in another episode. In today's episode, I really want to invite you to reflect about how you acknowledge and celebrate yourself on the little wins and the big wins, the big milestones and the small ones. Do you celebrate yourself? Have you celebrated yourself? And how? That is the invitation. And the intentionality behind this episode is because I struggle. And let's normalize that we struggle to really honor and celebrate the little milestones and the big ones in our life. And I want to begin by just sharing with you that yesterday, Monday, February 26th, was my book panel event at Hartnell College. For those who don't know, I am a published author. I've published in academic environments. I have peer review publications, and I have my first book is Challenging Inequalities, Readings in Race, Ethnicity, and Immigration. It's an edited book. That is my first baby. It was published back in 2018. And the second college textbook is a co-edited book that I had the honor and privilege to work alongside my colleague, Dr. Maria Villaseñor, ethnic studies professor. And it's an undergraduate textbook on Latinx studies. It has over 40 chapters from scholars in the field of Latinx studies. It is an interdisciplinary textbook that looks at the landscape of Latinos in the United States. And a lot of our colleagues who publish in this book come from disciplines in the humanities, in law, philosophy, communication studies, of course, sociology, ethnic studies, history, political science, psychology. It is very interdisciplinary. It's a beautiful project, and I am very honored and humbled, and I want to celebrate this big milestone with all of you and really highlight our local contributions. Faculty at CSUMB Monterey Bay, which is an institution close to my campus. It's about 20 minutes away, CSU Monterey Bay. There are three faculty who published in our book, and another colleague who is a director of a program. So there are local authors that are in this book who are writing about the experiences of our students, of our communities. The book also has a wide range of faculty and graduate students. There are graduate students, doctorate students, assistant professors, full professors, you know, that hierarchy in academia, that elitism, right? Those titles. And what we really wanted to do in this book is provide the opportunity for incoming and hopefully academics, right? Grad students who want to pursue academia, who want to become professors, an opportunity to publish. You know, publishing is part of that sort of requirement, right? Of being in academia. And Dr. Villaseñor and myself, you know, we all struggle publishing in academia. It's like publish or perish. It's so difficult. So we really wanted to be intentional in this book and moving away from like the negative experiences and the violence that we experience in academia, and just and how we went about in our call for papers and the editing process, making sure that we did our best and trying to represent faculty, grad students, different topics. You know, there's always opportunities for growth in any project, always. So there's definitely areas of improvement for sure. But it was a big project. And this project started, to be honest with you, I think the conversation was back in 2016, 2017, when I told my colleague and amiga, Dr. Villaseñor, hey, you know, like we're both of us are teaching, you know, undergraduate students, and there isn't a book that it's accessible. The books that are out there are really dry, really hard, and it's difficult for our students to relate to. And this project has been in the making for years, you know, and because we're both parents, we're both juggling different things and just doing the preliminary research. I don't want to make a long story here, but when you publish a book, it's not like it just happened from one day to another, you know? So it has been years. And when we signed the contract with Sage Publishing, which is like my dream, it's a dream come true for me. It's one of the leading social science presses in the nation and higher education, very reputable press. We signed this contract, I think it was back in 2020 or 2021. This is during the pandemic, and you can only imagine how difficult it was to work on a project during the pandemic when everyone is juggling and going through a lot of different life transitions, just like we were. So were our authors. And then I experienced, you know, personally a lot of life transitions and loss, losing my grandmother, losing other people in my life, family members who passed away, but also friendships and other things. So it was a very difficult journey. And yesterday was the book panel. Even though the book was released in September, it went out in September. My institution didn't have the space to do the book panel. So it was unfortunate. I was sad. So we had to wait until the spring. And it was yesterday. And I had a lot of grief and sadness as the day was coming, like the anticipation of how am I gonna show up? You know, I'm gonna be so emotional. Like, my grandma's not here. She's not gonna see like the fruit of my labor because she was transitioning when we were working on the book. So I was crying before. I was crying like up until yesterday. And today is Tuesday. This is a pre-recording episode. And I was like, I've been crying for days. Estoy super cansadísima. And I share all this with you because one, it's so hard for me to celebrate my milestones and my accomplishments. It's easier for us to honor and celebrate and give kudos and affirmation to other folks, and it's so hard to do it for ourselves. And I want to talk about this because, you know, we should move away from this because part of it is the conditioning, right? That is in our family and our communities. En cuanto platicamos que algo nos salió bien o tuvimos éxito o realizamos algo, ay, pues qué presumida. Y andan presumiendo, oh, ya te crees mucho. You know, like family and friends sometimes will put you down when you share with them like something good that happened to you, right? And that conditions us to silence ourselves, to silence our accomplishments, no matter how big or small they are. So that's one of the reasons why it's difficult, right? Second is that we're taught to be humbled. And I am a humble person, but being humble doesn't mean that we should be silenced about our accomplishments and share them with others. So it's a lot of unlearning, right? And undoing. So dismantling diet culture and fuck being calladita, that also means to honor yourself, honor your accomplishments, regardless of how small and big they are. Like, fuck being calladita, fuck being silenced about what you have accomplished. And that's what I want to talk about today. Well, this is a huge accomplishment in my professional life as an academic, as a professor, as a scholar, author. It's huge, you know, and because of the pandemic, because my grandma was transitioning and everything that was going on, I really didn't have the opportunity to celebrate myself because I was grieving. I was in despair. I was going through so much. And I said to myself, man, this is not what I envisioned when I signed the contract, when I was working on the book, when the book went to press. And no. A las cosas no salen a veces como uno quiere, o no estamos en esa energía o sintonía energéticamente. I don't know if that makes sense. You know, we might not be where we want to be mentally and emotionally. When you work so hard on something that becomes true, like a dream come true, and that you want to be ecstatic and happy and everything, but you want to, but you are carrying so much grief and you're carrying so many other emotions that it's so difficult to honor and celebrate yourself. And that has been my journey with this book. So I'm taking space in this episode as a model, as an example that I am celebrating myself with you. I'm not showing off. I am celebrating myself of this book. And it has been so hard. Extremely hard, and I'm still processing it. And I think it's still going to take time for me to really celebrate this huge accomplishment and what it means for me, for my students, for the contributions that I'm making in my community, in my campus, to academia, to celebrate and honor all the contributing authors of this book. I am still in that journey. And by sharing it with you in this episode, that those are the baby steps of celebrating myself. And that is my invitation. So, what does it mean to celebrate yourself? You got to acknowledge. That's the first thing. Acknowledge how far you've come in your life. And you know what? I am not even talking about the accolades. I'm not talking about the external stuff. Yes, it is important, you know, to some extent, but that is not your ultimate worth, right? So, when I say acknowledge your achievements, your accomplishments, you can think about the external stuff, but I also am really invite you about like your own personal development, your identity, your sense of self, your self-concept, how you have evolved over the years, the decades. Isn't that beautiful? Can you take a moment to just reflect and be like, damn, I'm badass. I've gone through all this and look where I'm at today. Maybe it's not where I want to be, but damn, I'm proud. You should be so proud. And all the things that you have already done externally as well. Okay? Because you are beautiful. You're a unique, beautiful individual, and we need your talents and your gifts. We want you to share them with the world. But you know what? That also requires us to take a step back and ground ourselves and say, let me honor and celebrate everything that I've gone through, that I've accomplished, so that I can continue to move forward. Honor that and appreciate yourself. Give yourself a big hug. You need to recognize. I want you to recognize your worth. The hard work is that you need to do that. Don't wait for other folks, not even our family, not even our loved ones. Nadie. No esperes que alguien te diga, esto es lo que tú vales, este es tu valor. Tú te lo tienes que dar. Recognize your worth. You are so worthy. Don't wait for other folks. So do that inner work so that you can celebrate yourself. You see what I mean? How can you celebrate yourself when you don't see that worth? So recognize your worth, your accomplishments, all these qualities, because you are so deserving of giving yourself that recognition first and foremost. Because if you wait for society to give you that recognition, damn, ahí nos vamos a quedar esperando, ¿verdad? Y no sabemos hasta cuándo. So celebrate yourself and celebrating yourself can take up many forms, and that's what I want to talk about as well. Okay? But in order for you to celebrate yourself, I invite you in this self-reflection journey and giving gratitude. You know, I really connect to the land, to my ancestors, to Mother Earth. In order for us to move forward, in order for us to give, continue to give, or even ask the creator and the universe, we can't just be asking, this is what I want, this is what I want to do. No, we also want to give gratitude. So give gratitude for what you already have, for what you have already accomplished. You know, Eso es lo primero. So it's the self-reflection and giving gratitude and acknowledging, right? All those achievements, personal, that people don't even know. Perhaps they will never know what you have gone through, but you know. And then the external, because you are that special. So that's this, it's so simple to say, but I know that it's hard. So let's embrace this journey. Are you with me in this journey of celebrating yourself? I hope so, because I am work in progress. Oh my God, I am really amazing and giving so much, like kudos to everyone, my students, todo mundo, pero para mí, no, para nada. I'm like the worst critic. I self-sabotage myself. So I'm putting myself vulnerable here by telling you that I struggle and I don't want you to continue to struggle. So let's do this together. Let's do this collectively. ¿Qué les parece? So vamos a empezar. I have a couple of ideas that I want to share with you. I'll call them tips if you want. But how do we begin this process of celebrating ourselves? One, like I said, is grounding ourselves. Like, can you take, quiet the outside noise, the society noise, the voices from the family, from the partner, from work, todas esas voces que a veces no nos dejan que nos enfoquemos y nos distraen. Right? These external voices and all the commitments and responsibilities and the stress. Sometimes there's so much noise that we lose ourselves, right? We lose our essence, our soul, our sense of who we are. So grounding ourselves, and that is part of self-care. Again, if you've listened to my episodes, the way that I talk about self-care, it's not this, from a white wellness perspective, right? What I mean by self-care is how are you nourishing your body? What feels good for you today? Because what you did yesterday or the week before for your self-care might be very different from what your body needs right now. So nourishing your body, nourishing your mind. Are you reading? Are you listening to podcasts, audiobooks, music, talking to people? O sea, hay muchas maneras de retroalimentar tu mente, tu espíritu, que es tan importante. Are you a religious person? Are you a spiritual person? Do you believe in astrology? Whatever it is, what fills your spirit? That's part of all this is part of self-care. Yeah, you can spend money if you want to go get a massage, if you want to do a vacation, o sea, if you have the resources and the time. But self-care can take 5 minutes of stillness, 5 minutes of you close your eyes and you take deep breaths and you meditate. Or you just don't do anything for 5 minutes. If you're like a parent like me who's always running around, we don't have time. So the time that I'm waiting for my kid when I pick him up, sometimes I just close my eyes. Y cuando menos, a veces hasta me estoy durmiendo. I was like, that is self-care. Just 5 minutes of stillness, not even listening to a podcast or the radio. Nada for me, right? Sometimes I just want stillness and quiet. Like, can I have 5 minutes of just peace, of nothing? No one's telling me anything. That is self-care. So there's so many different forms of self-care, and I invite you to seek what is it for you? Getting enough sleep, of course. That is part of celebrating yourself too. Do you have a routine? Are you sleeping enough? And this is a podcast about healing a relationship with food and body. So, hello, are you eating? Te estás mal pasando. I understand that when we're sad or when we're upset, and sometimes we'll eat or binge, or we might not even eat, right? So make sure that you eat, that you have some type of movement, meditation, hobbies. Find things that bring you joy. So part of the self-care is what is going to bring you joy? What is going to bring you in alignment with your mind, body, and spirit? Esa, a veces yo digo, siento que soy un tecolote, siento que estoy como volando. And I say that, like, sometimes I feel like I'm like this, like free soul. Sometimes I feel so disconnected from my body because I'm in the go, go, go. And then, that's when I can have an accident. I trip, I am not grounded. So find things that bring you joy, that ground you, and they're going to look different every day. So just, give yourself compassion. And then, second is the self-reflection. Reflect on your achievements. Do you want to make a list right now? Or do you just want to pause this episode and make a list, a mental list or a physical list? Write it down or put it in your notes on your phone. What are the accomplishments? Maybe you're not 100% proud Or maybe you're not proud at all, but their accomplishments, no matter how big or small, write them down if you journal. Like, take a moment to reflect on them. You know why? Because that is progress that you've made to overcome. Maybe you overcame fear. No one's gonna see that, but you know you did that. You know you did the hard thing. If you're a student and you never speak in class and levantaste la mano and you asked a question, whoo, that's huge. I see you. And I'm so proud of you. That is an achievement. You actually spoke up. You levantaste la mano and you contributed. Or maybe you contributed in the group discussion and you're not ready to do it in the class. That is an achievement. Getting to campus on time, that is an achievement. I can tell you all the stuff my students do, right? But that's another episode. So again, you know why you want to make stock of all these small and big? Because it is the small accomplishments that lead to that big thing. Like this book, it was a series of small things that led to this book. No fue un día de la noche a la mañana. So reflect on that and acknowledge that and don't judge them, right? Don't be judgmental and don't start self-sabotaging and being critical, like, oh no, pues esto y esto. No. Can you just write it down? Sometimes when you write it down and you see it, then you're like, wow, you actually are seeing it. So it feels different. It feels different when you're writing it and then you're seeing it. It's like you're using todo tu cuerpo, that embodiment, right, of recognizing your accomplishments. Practice self-compassion in this process. You need to be kind to yourself. You know that if we don't know how to celebrate ourselves, we also don't know how to be kind. And I speak also from personal experience. Oh, yo soy la primera en que me digo, Hortensia, eres una ta 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 tan. And you know what? Those voices come from family. And I'm just gonna say it, I'll be vulnerable. Family, eres una pendeja. And guess what I say to myself sometimes? Ay, Hortensia, eres una pendeja. Qué tonta. It hurts. Even just saying it to you, oh, it feels heavy. Oh, it's healing just even saying it to you because I know that I'm not the only one who has been told that. So, and I use those words. Those are harmful words. So I need to practice self-compassion. And I need to move away from saying those words because it's not true, right? A veces nuestra familia no se da cuenta del daño que nos hace cuando nos dicen esas cosas, ¿verdad? So treat yourself with a lot of compassion and kindness. I'm sure you won't be saying this to a friend, right? So don't say it to yourself. Now, I also want you to make an inventory of the people that are around you. Who are your colleagues, your friends, family members who uplift you, who give energy, who are in alignment, who don't suck the energy? You know who they are. You know who are the people that make you vibrate higher, right? And you know the folks that you're like, oh, you can feel people's energy. I invite you to really tune into that energetic when other people you're like, no, como que la vibra, no me da. Surround yourself with people who are going to uplift you, who are gonna encourage you to keep growing. Who are not going to put you down, who are not going to sabotage your goals and your aspirations, who are not going to make you feel bad, porque los celos, la envidia. So set boundaries. Okay, that's part of celebrating yourself too, setting those boundaries. And one thing I want to say, and that will be for another episode in the future, is sometimes your circle of friends and even family member may shrink. It seems like it might shrink. It becomes smaller, right? Because you're being intentional of who you're letting in your life, who you're letting in your life. Did you hear that? Who you're letting in your life? That's setting boundaries. Porque no quieres que te estén quitando la energía. It's too taxing. They take away the energy and everything. And then what are you going to do? You're not going to have that energy to work on that project, to be that badass chingona that you are in the community and at work with your friends. Because you're deflated. So your circle may shrink. And I'm here to tell you that is okay. Your circle may shrink, but that is only temporarily because you're allowing more room for expansion for other folks to come into your life. So be open. Don't hold on to people who are sucking your energy because you may have a deficit thinking or like a, ¿cómo se dice? Ya se me olvidó la palabra en inglés. When you believe that you're not going to find other folks in your life that are going to uplift you, you know? I forgot the word completely. I have my notes, pero se me olvidó esa palabra. It's like, it's not deficit thinking. It's like a something mentality. Ay, ya se me olvidó. I'm so sorry, but you know, I'm a human being. Se me olvidó. Hopefully, I will come back at the end of the episode. Si no, lo pongo en the show notes, okay? So another one is, you know, I'll be honest, I'm not so much about affirmations. Here and there, okay, here and there I do do them, but be intentional. If you're gonna say an affirmation, you gotta believe it. You can write affirmations in your phone, little sticky notes, you know, whatever works for you. But whatever affirmation you say, you gotta believe it. It has to be true. Like you have to feel that energy. Es cierto. Te lo tienes que creer, si no, ¿para qué chingados lo estás escribiendo? Si no lo crees, don't waste your time. I'm sorry. Believe. And this should come from you. And there's no right or wrong way to write an affirmation. That is also celebrating yourself, acknowledging your worthiness, acknowledging your talents and your gifts and y todo what you're deserving of. Okay? And I'm also inviting you to express gratitude. I had said this earlier too, right? Don't keep asking the creator, you know, Mother Earth, the universe for things and projects if you're not giving gratitude for what you already have, if you're not making stock of what you have already accomplished, what gifts you already have in your life. That's the first thing. Da gracias, give gratitude. Be thankful. Maybe it's not what you want to be, or you know, I understand. I understand that. But it's a way to appreciate. And look, even in the darkness and in the challenges of your life, lo bonito, las cosas bonitas que tienes, porque tiene que ver algo bonito, algo que te sientes que estás orgulloso, orgullosa de ti mismo. Okay? And another way to celebrate yourself, this is the hardest part, and this is the last one. Take time to know yourself, to fall in love with yourself. Y'all, like sometimes people look for external love in another person. You gotta love yourself first. Can you set aside time for you, for just you? That kind of connects to the first one, you know, the self-care. Go treat yourself on a date, put on an outfit, do the things that bring you joy and pleasure, right? Get to know yourself. We're constantly evolving. Whoever told you que no, no es cierto, I'm a sociologist. Our identities, you know, our sense of self is constantly changing and evolving. It's fluid and it's so dynamic. Fuck when people say, oh, es que ya no eres la persona que eras antes. Oh, duh, hello, claro que no, porque estás cambiando, el contexto es diferente, la edad, por todo lo que estás pasando. Pero te tienes que conocer a ti misma. So when other people are saying, well, you're not the same person, they want the old version of you, but you're not that person anymore. So give yourself a time to get to know yourself, to treat yourself, read things, do new things, explore, get out of your comfort zone. Get out of your comfort zone. And when you get out of your comfort zone, you celebrate yourself because you got out of your comfort zone. And getting out of your comfort zone is going to look very different for everyone. It's so unique. So let's talk about that, okay? Y si quieren, pues yo puedo decir, okay, lo que yo voy a hacer. Pero eso lo dejo al último, okay? First, I want to invite you. What do you want to set for March? What are your intentions? How can you take time for yourself, your self-care, and do things that scare the shit out of you? It doesn't have to be huge. Again, son cosas chiquitas. Do you want to, if you're like in sports, if you're a runner and you want to join a like a running group, you know how they have those apps? Do it. Like download that app, reach out. That is already a huge step. And that in itself is something to celebrate yourself for doing. Now, getting to that group meet, yes, otro rollo. And then you get there, oof. And then you do the run. And then you did it. You celebrate yourself for doing that. That's something so simple, right? But it takes a lot of courage, especially for folks who may not be very social or who just don't reach out. What about if you want to take a new class, a new course, and or you want to go back to school and you have a lot of self-doubt? Do it and celebrate yourself in that process. There's a lot of things. We do things on a regular basis, you all. Like, again, I am inviting you to celebrate the small things. I don't want you to say, like, oh, like this huge thing that I did this. Yes, wonderful. Pero son las cosas chiquitas. You're going early to bed. That's me. So I want to, I'm getting to bed earlier. I'm trying to keep that routine and I'm happy. Like, I'm obviously not getting enough sleep, but like the fact that I have that routine, I'm getting to bed a little earlier. That's something that I celebrate myself. And how do I celebrate myself? Maybe I'll put some music and relax. Maybe I'll put the oil diffuser, little things. Being consistent, because I do like to go to the gym. I like to work out. It's my way to release stress and start off my day. Esas cosas me traen alegría. It brings me joy. Reading. Maybe being a little more patient with my kids. I gotta celebrate myself for that too. Taking my dog on his my dog Sol. Este mi perro. He's so handsome. He's so cute, but man, está bien chiqueado. Lo tengo bien chiqueado. He has a routine now. Quiere todas las noches que lo saque a jugar por fuera. So, like, those are routines. So, celebrating myself for that. So, I'm inviting you here. Like, please do not underestimate the little things that you do on a regular basis. You don't need to spend a lot of money because we live in a capitalist society. We always think like, oh, we're gonna celebrate someone, so I have to buy a gift, I have to do this and that. That's not what I'm talking about. It is honoring and acknowledging the little things that you do on a regular basis that will accumulate and will lead to that ultimate dream or project that you wanna que quieres realizar. So I really, really invite you to do this for March and honestly for the rest of your life. Continue to honor yourself, to celebrate yourself, to fall in love with yourself, to get to know yourself. Because I'm here to remind you that other people are not going to be doing this for you. So you need to do this for yourself because you owe it to yourself, first and foremost. And guess what? Then you're a model for other folks. And fuck if other people dicen que andas presumiendo, que esto y que lo otro. You know what you need to do. That's gonna be nourishing, that's gonna ground you, that's gonna help you be a better person and show up. If we want to continue to show up in the world, let's acknowledge how far we've come and like all our struggles and the challenges. Like, I'm proud, I'm proud. Yeah, I'm proud of my external stuff, but honestly, I'm so proud of all the inner work that I've been doing over the years. That's been so exhausting. Ay, Dios mío. Estoy cansada de sanar. I'm so tired of healing. But you know what? I am so proud. And I haven't given myself enough time to really celebrate that. So I am in this journey with you. And I hope to see you here next week in the next episode of Dismantling Diet Culture Fuck Being Calladita. Muchísimas gracias por acompañarme y nos vemos la próxima semana. Adiós. Muchas gracias por acompañarme en Dismantling Diet Culture, Fuck Being Calladita podcast. Be sure to rate, review, and follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Especially be sure to rate and review the podcast if you really like it. If you leave me a review on Apple Podcasts, you become eligible for a free 30-minute coaching session. That's right, así como escuchaste, one free session. Once you leave your review, you can screenshot it and email it to me, and I'll send you a link to sign up. If you didn't like it, don't worry, así está bien. Follow me on social media, on Instagram and TikTok, at Dr. Hortensia Jimenez.